In this Fireworks CS3 lesson, I'll be demonstrating how you can use the filter effects to make things look really 3D. And what I'll do is just draw out a rectangle, get the roundness up on it, and then I'm going to punch a couple of shapes in it. The rectangle tool. Maybe this can serve as my little view screen. I'm going to make like a little handheld thing. Handheld looking thing. Then I'm going to grab a couple of ellipses. Place them in there. Set 50. 50. That's about even. For demonstration purposes, it doesn't have to be perfect. I'm going to change the colors on these so you can see them better. Okay, now what we're going to do is punch. We'll use these to punch holes into that shape. We're going to modify, combine. Actually, I think you can go to join, and it punches them all out. And then, or it punches them all into that bottom shape, to where it makes nice holes in it. And then you go to filters, bevel and emboss, inner bevel, and you can see it gives you kind of like a pixelated bevel. So what we'll do is we'll adjust the inner bevel settings now to make it just right. So let me drag this down so you can see. I'm going to double click inner bevel here, and I'm going to take this all the way up, and I'm going to take this all the way up, and I'm going to take this all the way up, and I'm going to make this smooth, and the angle looks good, and raised is what we want. Okay. So now you can see how it's starting to look 3D a little already. And so what you can do now to make it look a little more 3D is hit another filter of inner glow. And you can see how it takes on a more of a 3D metallic look. And it glows a little dark. Let's make it a little more opaque and make it spread a little further. And there you have it. It almost looks like steel on there now. Let's see. Yep. That's how you can make things look nice in 3D and beveled out. Like the old Fireworks used to have a nicer bevel effect, an easier bevel filter to use. This one you have to kind of tweak it out to get it just the way you want it to render the same way that old bevel effect did in the old Fireworks. But that's a way you can do that, and you can also give it a drop shadow to make it look a little more 3D. And you can do that to any shapes, and it'll make it look like light's hitting it from one direction, and it's shaded in another. And that's about it for that one. We'll see you next lesson.